2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
This is Utah Weekly Forum, a public affairs show dedicated to learning more about the issues affecting our lives and health, and exploring the resources available in our diverse communities to help. Here's your host, Rebecca Cressman.
It is one of the most magical times of the year when we start celebrating traditions like the Festival of Trees for the children at Intermountain Healthcare's Primary Children's Hospital. And I'm so excited, it's Rebecca, to introduce to you today Jonique Dyer. She is a board member of the Festival of Trees. Jonique, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now, you have a big announcement, because once the pandemic hit, the Festival of Trees went virtual. So tell us what's happening with 2022.
Oh my goodness, we are so excited to be back in person, back at the Expo Center and the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy, and we are thrilled to be able to have all of our festival friends and family come and share this special event with us. We all have a special connection to Primary Children's Hospital, and we're just so grateful that the community just rallies and help support us in this cause.
How long have you been serving on the board of the Festival of Trees, Jonique?
This is my 13th year as a board member, and I've been involved for probably 23 years. I started out just as a committee member helping a friend who had her mother was on the board. And in fact, I just met her again last night. We came down here to Beaver because Beaver and Milford put on their own little mini festival, and they send everything up. Their community just rallies behind them. I mean, I could not believe how many people were there. And it was such a privilege to meet my sweet friend, Kathy Riley, who was the board member that I originally started doing things with. And then she left the board and her daughter took over. And then I became part of her committee, and then when she left the board, I took her spot. So it just was like full circle for me. It was so amazing to be there and to just see how much love and service goes into this event and has been this is our 52nd year now. So we are just thrilled that there are just communities all over the Wasatch Front and down into southern Utah that just participate in this event.
I'm so glad that you shared that story, not only how you came to be a board member of the Festival of Trees, but how there are communities.
Milford, Beaver and Milford, yes.
Yep, that whole area. And I have seen, I live in southern Utah County. I've seen the helicopters flying children across the Intermountain West. Do you know how wide that net is of care? How far does it stretch?
You know, I'm not 100% sure on how many states around us, but I know it's very wide. And, you know, Primary Children's is just well known for the most specific care and specific situations. And people do come from all over the Intermountain West to be able to come to our hospital. You know, we all have a connection in some way. We know someone who's been there, or we have a family member who's been there. And how honored and blessed are we that it is so close, just literally in our backyard.
It is such a jewel for us to have in our community, which is, I think, recognized and why for so many years people have been supporting it. So tell us the dates, Jonique, of this year's Festival of Trees.
You bet. This year we open to the public on November 30th and go through December 3rd. And we're open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Monday through Friday, and on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Now, is November 30th the first date? Is that an exclusive night, or can everybody come?
Well, the 30th is the day that we open to the public. And the night before, we do our silent auction is when it begins. And as in all the years past, we have It's by special invitation, but everyone is welcome to open up the app and bid that night starting on the 29th. So if you just go, anyone can go to the website, that's festivaloftreesutah.org, and it will have a button where you can just click on it to be able to participate in the bidding process starting that night on the 29th. I believe it opens at 6 p.m. And then if they want to come and see all the trees, then Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., they're welcome to come in. And the auction does close on Thursday evening.
And all the funds from the auction are donated to the Primary Children's Hospital. Is that foundation?
Yes, all the funds raised do support the patients at Primary Children's Hospital and the Intermountain Healthcare's Primary Promise. And we're just thrilled to be able to experience and be a part of all of that. It's just amazing.
You know, I've only once had the pleasure to attend the silent auction in person, and it really does give you that kind of, before everyone else sees it, you have that chance to kind of walk through, and it's so touching to see a quilt that you know someone has spent hundreds of hours on. Is donating that. And then over on the left, there might be an incredible centerpiece that is just beautiful. You know, it'd be great on your Christmas table. Someone carefully took hours to make that, the handwork that is tremendous on all levels. And so the idea now that we can all go online and take a look at that silent auction and begin bidding on that, that's wonderful. And again, I'll repeat your website. It's Festival of Trees, Utah. .org. And you said the attendance in person will begin November 30th through December 3rd at the Mountain America Expo Center. And in the past, there was lots of performances, kids on stage singing. Tell us, in 2022, will there be events like that occurring?
Oh, yes. We have both of our stages that will be filled with, you know, anything from dancing to singing to piano, all kinds of talent that we will be having there going throughout Wednesday through Saturday while we're open. There's also, we have a piano out in the lobby that people come and do little performances out there. So really, the moment you step in the doors of the Expo Center, you already start to feel the magic. And as you come through the lobby doors and go through the front, and then you see, there just is this sea of trees and wreaths and quilts, and there really is something for everyone. I mean, I think a lot of people think that Festival of Trees auction is only large trees, and people think it's too expensive. I can't participate in anything like that. But really, they have small trees that are so affordable, and the centerpieces really range from, and you know, really anything from $50 up. And so There's opportunity for each of us to participate and be able to donate to this auction. And then even when the auction is over and throughout the week, we have all of our shops open. We have a huge gift boutique that has so many fun things. And we have sweet shop that sells, of course, our famous festival fudge. We have 44 flavors this year. And I think most of us board members that are there all day usually spend quite a bit of money over there in the sweet shop, because we just need a little sugar hit, you know, to keep us going.
You mentioned two places that I go immediately when I'm at the Festival of Trees. So one is to the fudge shop, right? And you get that, and they make great gifts for, you know, friends and family member. And then, you know, you can munch on it while you're walking around, looking at everything that's on display at Festival of Trees. And then that gift shop that you mentioned, I can't remember if it's called Santa's. Well, anyway, the gift shop, there is toys, there are aprons, there are I bought things that I could do and crafts that I could make with my grandchildren there. If you want and love Christmas decorations, I mean, it's all there at the Festival of Trees. And then to me, when you lift it up and you think, look at this, what's happening in front of me, that's all been created by volunteer hours. That's what's just stunning and beautiful about it. Millions of hours of volunteer work that it represents. Now, it's not just the fudge, though, Jonique. Is it cinnamon rolls? I mean, there's like a baking area.
Yes. We have scones and cinnamon rolls that you immediately smell as you come in. We've even added the candied nuts this year, and you'll definitely be smelling those. We have also our Elf Emporium that is really geared more for fun little gifts for children. And we have everything, every price point you can imagine. So kids come in and they can spend their money in there and buy something for themselves or for their little friends. Grandparents can and parents can buy things for their children. We have Kids Corner that has 15 little booths of different things to do. They have their famous bubble machine where you can step inside and have a bubble created around you. And as a child, my children, oh my gosh, I have the funnest pictures of my kids in there. And they just, it really is so fun and entertaining for them. They have the phone booth that you can call the North Pole so that you can talk to the elves and you know, make sure they know what you're wanting for Christmas this year. As always, we always have Santa there. So we will be having Santa there that you can come and take your own pictures with him. And it's a great way to be interactive with the things that we have there. So it's not just auction items. It is things you can walk in, look at, and take home yourself. So there really is something for everyone to participate in.
Right. And when you want your children to kind of feel the spirit of Christmas and the joy of mm-hmm. Christmas, when you walk through the doors of the Festival of Trees, you just see, I'm there almost every year broadcasting as well. And I see the smiles on the kids' faces, holding mom and dad's hand, holding grandma's hand, and pointing over mm-hmm. here and looking at that and seeing, you know, waiting in line, cannot wait to be able to make sure that Santa knows exactly what he or she wants for Christmas. And you said the shopping area. I've seen children come in with little plastic baggies with dollar bills and quarters head on over and mom, don't look at what I'm going to buy. I'm going to buy your gift right now. And you know, it's for the little kids as well as the big kids. It's the Festival of Trees. But we did mention that in addition to all the activities and the items that you can purchase and take home, baked goods and fudge and centerpieces, there's also a chance to bring a tree home. And so let's talk about that process. If we see a Christmas tree that has not been bit or sold yet, what happens in that process of choosing the tree and how does it get to our home?
So we do everything through an app. It's and anyone can download it on an iPad or their computer, excuse me, or their phones. And anything that is still available past Thursday evening, all they have to do is go on and click on that and put in their amount that they want to pay for that. And then it all happens through that app. And then on Sunday, that tree, it has to be a large tree. The small trees and the smaller items do have to be picked up on Sunday morning. But the large trees that are sold will be delivered to their homes and set up exactly how they saw it at the Expo Center. So it really is a way to, I mean, I've purchased trees in the past, and it's so fun to be out delivering trees and come home and have a tree that's been delivered to my home and already set up. It's such a fun thing to be a part of because it works for me and it works for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's something that is, you're donating to such an amazing charity and also getting something for yourself. So it's, you know, I like to say that's a win-win for everybody.
It's a win-win, and often you get those trees and you can often, there's a card there that'll tell you a little bit of the story of why that tree is decorated the way it is. And, you know, so if you've not yet gone, we have so many people who've moved into Utah, and are new to our community. And we want you to feel absolutely welcome to come and experience the Festival of Trees at the Mountain America Expo Center. The ticket prices are so reasonable and that money is being donated to our local hospital that takes care of children. It does not matter whether their family can afford the medical care or not. because the child comes first and always at Primary Children's Hospital. So Festival of Trees is a big reason why we can continue to provide that charitable care at Primary Children's. And so come walk through that, experience it. It is just extraordinary. And as you come upon one of these trees, you know, some of them stand out to me where it's not just the tree decorated maybe in honor of the life of a little girl, let's say, who passed away from cancer. And not only will there be ribbons and her favorite colors and ornaments that represent that beautiful little girl, but there might even be some toys that are part of the display. Or, I mean, it's just extraordinary the type of Christmas trees that people will put together. And that's part of the, you know, artistry and magic of the Festival of Trees.
Oh, absolutely. We have, I mean, any color scheme you can imagine and anything that will fit in anybody's home. You know, we have smaller trees, larger trees, and it really does, when you read some of the stories, and the stories are, if there's a story, it will be on that on the app with that tree, and you can read through those, and I think the tree takes on a whole new meaning when you understand the love that went into doing that tree. And, you know, I've done a tree every year for 23 years now, and each one is so special because I do it for someone that I've known and loved, or someone on my committee that has known and loved. And there really is, when you walk in there, nothing but love. Love for people who have passed, love for the hospital who did everything they could, love for the nurses and the doctors who took such great care of the child, love for the family members, love for the people that do all of this and put it together. I mean, you really feel that when you walk through those doors. And for me and my family, it is just the best way to kick off our Christmas season, is just knowing that we are a part of something that is huge, something that is just bigger than us. And to be able to give back to the Primary Children's community of doctors and nurses and anyone who works there in that hospital, because when you walk through those doors of the hospital, it is a sacred place. It truly is. And we're just so happy and honored to be a part of this.
I think of that. Did you say for 22 years you've donated trees to the Festival of Trees that have been auctioned off?
Yes, I have. We started, like I said, my friend Raquel started us doing little crafts and things. And then one of our really close friends had a daughter who passed away at 9 months old at Primary Children's. And we just felt like we needed to do something for her, to honor her. So mm-hmm. we did a tree and we raised $1,600 to do it. I mean, this was 23 years ago. And we thought that was amazing. And we found things at cost. Businesses were willing to sell us things at cost so that we could get the, you know, the best bang for our buck on that. And when it sold for $5,300. And we thought, are you kidding? We just raised that much money with one tree. And we, mm-hmm. I was hooked. I have done a tree every year since. And it has just, every year it just gets me. I mean, you can tell I get so emotional
I hear,
about
I do
it.
Hear the emotion in your voice, but that's how it feels like. I'm going to use the term magical reverence. Because
yes.
as you walk by, you do feel that there's something so extraordinary about having each of these trees decorated the way they are to honor and celebrate the lives mm-hmm. of people. And they take on the Christmas magic with the twinkling lights and all. But it represents some real, true beauty of love and charity. And it's just incredible. So I want to know what the theme of your tree is this year so I can take a peek at it.
Yes, for sure. This year we are doing a tree for a good friend in our ward, in our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And he's a retired FBI agent. And he, about 2 years ago, he was riding with his friends on a Harley, and traffic had come to a dead stop, and he hit into the back of a stopped semi, and he was dead. One of our other good friends, Greg Fry, ran back, parked his bike, ran back and started doing CPR on him. And there was a nurse three cars back also that saw it and ran. And they were able to revive him, and he was able to get to the hospital. He is now a quadriplegic, but this man is a giant, and he loves BYU. And so we're doing a little bit of BYU on there, and just trying to represent the colors that he loves and the things that he loves to honor him. He is an amazing man. He did not have a very good chance of survival. And I mean, it is difficult to for him day to day. But, you know, when you see him, he always has a smile on his face, and he represents that spirit of never giving up and being willing to continue each day, even though it's hard. And then you just feel like, okay, if he can do it, I can do it. It's hard for him. I can do whatever's hard for me. So I'm just honored to be a part of that tree. And we have a group of ladies that have helped and, you know, done all the shopping, and we've had people in the area donate money. And that's really kind of how it works, is that people, I mean, it does take some money to do it, but people are so willing. If you just ask to just give a little, and it really does add up. And then you can put together this magical tree that is going to be so beautiful, and someone else will also be able to enjoy it. So it's like this continuation of love that goes into the tree to make it, into the tree to purchase it, and then into their homes where they just get to enjoy it and be a part of the whole full circle.
It's beautiful. And you know, what's also making me think is that the holidays are a sentimental time. And one of the greatest things we can do to help ourselves feel good and feel connected to other people is to be involved in their lives, to give service, to help others. And this is, like you're saying, it's a boomerang. You throw that generosity out by building a tree and donating it, or a centerpiece or a quilt or whatever it may be. And then the love comes right back to you. How beautiful. And I'll be looking for that tree. In particular, tell me about the gingerbread houses. We have a few more minutes. In the past, you know, as I would walk and take a look at not only everything that's out on the tables, there would be a gingerbread village of donated gingerbread houses that you could auction on, bid on. Is that happening this year?
Oh, absolutely it is. We have gingerbread houses from every size you can imagine. Ones that, you know, little kids will make, and they're just so sweet. And then we have these magnificent ones that look like gingerbread mansions, and that they're lighted up. And it's incredible. The artistry that goes into these is, it looks like art. You walk in and you're just, how did they make that? It's just phenomenal. And there's so many different shapes and sizes of them. And we also have nativities that are donated from around the world. And that's a fairly new department, so people may not even realize that is a thing. So
I've used the term creche.
That out as well,
right? Sometimes I've heard the term creche. Yes. So this would be like a creche exhibit. Only you can. Are they for sale? The nativity sets?
Oh yes.
Okay. Yeah,
well, they're part of the auction.
Okay.
So it's also just like the gingerbread houses and the centerpieces and all the other things. They have nativities that are also. Will be part of the silent auction as well.
I really love the idea. Now my children are grown. They're not in my home anymore, right? But I love the idea that for generations, you go from when your children are young, telling them about how this hospital helps cure and treat children and love them and support them and their families. And you go through the Festival of Trees and you explain that all these people have volunteered their time to make this to help the children. And then as the children get older, they start wanting to be involved and donate as well and be a part of it. And it just is carried on year after year. And you're a great example of that. Okay. And I also want to say for those who may be traveling and may be out of town, you can go and directly donate online at festivalofTreesUtah.org, like today, you can do that if you want to. If you want to be a part of it. And before I let you go, we have just another few minutes. Again, the silent auction, I just looked online. It says it's going to open November 28th. So take a look at festivaloftreesutah.org. Start your bidding at that time. And then, Jonique Dyer, where do we get tickets to enter the Mountain America Expo Center once the doors are open November 30th?
Well, if you go to that website, festivaloftreesutah.org, they have, you can buy tickets now. They just went on sale yesterday. So they're $8 for an adult, $5 for kids 2 to 11, $7 for seniors that are 65 and older, or we can do a family pass that's $30 for six closely related family members. And if you purchase before Thanksgiving, you get a dollar off. So you can just click that button and do your tickets ahead of time, so it will just be already on your phone. You will not have to stand in line when you get there for the ticket booth. But you also could buy tickets at the door when you come through and still be able to get in. But it's so convenient to be able to buy them ahead of time and just have it on your phone and be able to get right through the door. No lines to wait for tickets.
And of course, if you're bringing the little ones, come as early in the day as you can so that you can see Santa, get on his lap,
get
in line for the bubble machine and all those wonderful things. And you can eat there. I call cinnamon rolls. You can have that be your dinner entree. And then the fudge becomes the dessert.
That's right. You know, calories don't count at festivals. That's what we all say. Calories don't count when you're at festivals. So don't even think about that and have that be a problem.
That's right. So, part of the Festival of Trees magic. Anything else you'd like to share before we go?
No, I think that I just want to make sure that everybody knows that there really is a lot for every age to come in. If it's a struggle for you to walk and get around, we do have wheelchairs there that you can sit in and go through that way. There's just such a fun spirit of love and Christmas in the building. And we're just, I know for me, we all have our own personal story of why we're a part of Festival of Trees. I hope that everybody comes and finds their own why of how they would like to support Festival of Trees.
Well, thank you for all the years of volunteering and now your leadership as a board member of the Festival of Trees for creating something magic that we can all be a part of as well. It's the Festival of Trees coming up. The doors will open November 30th and running through December.
The 3rd. November 30th through the 3rd.
Yep. Wonderful. Jonique Dyer, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Utah Weekly Forum.
Oh, thank you, Rebecca. It was a pleasure.
Utah Weekly Forum is produced by KSFI FM 100.3 in Salt Lake City, a Bonneville International station. Subscribe to the Utah Weekly Forum podcast online and email us at rebecca@fm100.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.